Sports Inquirer here with Monmouth head football coach Kevin Callahan. How has the offseason been going overall for the team?
It's been going very well. I'm very happy and pleased with the way that our team has worked. I think that in our first season in Big South Conference play, we learned a lot about ourselves. We also learned a lot about our opponents. But most importantly, we learned what it's going to take to be successful on the field. And we found that we have to be a team that has more depth. We have to be a team that's bigger and more physical. And we have to have better team speed. And I think we've addressed each of those areas in the offseason. And I'm excited heading into year number two.
Yeah, is that, you mentioned your second year now. Is it helpful to have a little more familiarity with your opponents and kind of every year different roster, different players, but you have a little more experience just dealing with simple things such as travel or scouting, things like that. Do you feel a little bit more comfortable this year?
Well, there's no question. I think that, you know, each team has their own personality, their own style of play, the way that they play a game. In playing opponents for the first time, you don't often have a good feel for that prior to the game. So coming out of year number one, I think we now have a feel for the personality of these teams, the style of play that they have, what it's going to take to beat them. And I think we're going to take that experience from year number one and put it into a more productive season in year number two.
Offensively, you brought in Hakeem Vales, and just discuss that side of the ball overall and a little bit about Hakeem and kind of what his role could be with the team.
Okay, well, you know, on offense, you know, we only bring back six starters. Four of them are in the offensive line, so I feel very good about that group. And the fifth was a guy who played significant time last year. So we've got to rely on that group and our tight end position, where Hakeem comes in, you know, to help take pressure off the other spots. And I do feel good about our running back position and the fact that LaVon Chaney returns again this year. So between the running back position, the offensive line, and the tight end, we've got to take out the pressure off our quarterback position, which will be a new and first-time player this year, and our receiver position, although while it's very talented, is a very young group.
And defensively, you bring back Darnell Leslie, an all-conference player. Just discuss that side ball as well.
On defense, we returned 10 of 11 starters for 2014. You know, our up front in the defensive line, Darnell Leslie, who, as you mentioned, is an all-conference player, and Demetrius Smith will lead that group. You know, we returned all three linebackers, one of which is John Sikowski, all-conference player in 2014, preseason pick in 2015. And in the defensive secondary, we returned four starters back there who were very young last year, two of them freshmen, but one of those freshmen was Mike Basile, a freshman who's defensive player of the year as a rookie and is picked for the preseason team again this year. So I feel pretty good about that side of the ball as long as we continue to develop and continue to make progress.
You've been at the program in 20-plus years. When you first got to the program, did you think it would kind of reach this level at a national stage and being in arguably the top conference in all of FCS football?
Well, I certainly hope that it would. And, you know, it's been a very measured climb. I mean, every 4 or 5 years, our program has seemed to take a significant step forward, starting as a non-scholarship program, going to limited need-based scholarship, going to athletic scholarship, and then finally progressing to outright full scholarships. So I'm happy with the progress that we made, but being part of the Big South is really a special thing for us. As you said, it's one of the top, if not the top, FCS conference in the country. And to be a part of that week in and week out and face the quality of competition from the athletes on the field, but also the quality coaches that represent each school is certainly a great thing for us.
And lastly, coming down here for Atlanta to the College Football Hall of Fame for our Northeastern program, pretty sure that was a unique experience. And being down here in Atlanta, just to discuss the growth of the program and just Monmouth football being discussed on a southern stage like this.
Well, it's to come to Atlanta as part of the Big South in the media day, I think is indicative of the progress our program has made. But what it's also done is also allowed us to expand our footprint in where we plan to recruit in a geographic standpoint. Being part of the Big South has opened up doors to us in places where they may haven't been open to us before. People might have said, who's Mama? You know, the association with the Big South has allowed us to come into areas like Atlanta or even into Florida and recruit, and people, our name is a little bit more familiar now.
Yeah. Okay.